Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 26th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be cooler with a high of 40 degrees and a low of 19. Look for mostly cloudy skies. In our top story, an adult and two children were taken to the hospital after a driver crashed into the Northside Elementary School playground in Chapel Hill. The crash happened around 4 p.m. when roughly 20 children were on the playground during the after-school program. The driver crashed through a fence and hit the playground equipment. One child was treated at the scene for minor injuries. The driver and two other children were taken to UNC hospitals. Information about their conditions were not available. In health news, a former patient's family has donated $25 million to the UNC Chapel Hill's Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center to help find better treatments for a highly aggressive breast cancer. The cancer disproportionately affects Black, Latina, and young women. The anonymous donor made the gift to expand and expedite the center's cancer research efforts. Triple-negative breast cancer accounts for about 15% of breast cancers that develop and about 30% of cancers that recur or relapse. The center will focus on developing new treatments that are more effective and less toxic than what's currently available. In education, the Wake County School System is reopening the application process to fill a vacant school board seat after the last person it picked withdrew amid questions about his eligibility to serve. Creston Artist, who had been selected to fill the District 4 vacancy but withdrew his name Saturday after allegations that he was not legally a District 4 resident. The Wake County School Board will reopen the application period with new measures that are supposed to ensure candidates meet all eligibility requirements. Applicants will need to provide proof of residency. The board won't pick a new member until early March. In government news, Dr. Mandy Cohen has announced her plans after she stepped down as Secretary of North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services. Cohen will enter the private sector by becoming the Chief Executive Officer for a unit of the healthcare company Allidade. Allidade is a health IT company that builds a network of independent, physician-led accountable care organizations. The new unit led by Cohen will find new ways to innovate and take care of patients. And finally, a bit of snow may be on the way for the third straight weekend. The chances are highest for nothing but cold rain, but the forecast Friday into Saturday calls for a dusting to as much as an inch of snowflakes. Raleigh has suffered a January full of weather whiplash as 79-degree days turn to sub-freezing temperatures. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.